Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know where the hell we are and how the heck we got here?
Well, we just got done reading Jeremiah chapter 34.
We did.
And in that chapter, God told Zedekiah that he was fucked.
Basically what he's been telling him the whole fucking book so far.
Right, right. And then Zedekiah released slaves, sort of. Like he pronounced, he said, hey, everybody release slaves. And then
that you really weren't supposed to have in the first
place. That you weren't supposed to have. And God was like, yay. But then like the Babylonians, you know, stopped fighting the Egyptians. Or no, I'm sorry. They started fighting the Egyptians.
Yeah.
And then they were like, let's not release them. So they took them back. And then God was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And but God, the part I don't really understand is that God was already like, fuck you at the beginning of the chapter to Zedekiah. So like he was kind of screwed either way.
Yeah.
So whatever. He's screwed.
Zedekiah?
Zedekiah screwed. Yeah. So that's what happened.
That is indeed what happened.
And that was Jeremiah chapter 34,
indeed.
Which means that today we're getting into
Jeremiah chapter 35.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
All right, so we are hopping into Jeremiah chapter 35.
Okay.
Before we do that,
okay.
I have a few notes.
Just a few?
A few.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
So first of all, It'll come to no surprise to anyone that this chapter is numbered differently in the Septuagint.
Did you still not look up any information?
That's for the Saturday
Q&A. That's for Saturday Q&A. Okay. Yeah. So if you want to know why wife is saying all this, mm-hmm. we're going to learn about that.
Yeah. Yay. This chapter is Jeremiah chapter 42 in the Septuagint.
Okay.
Not 35.
I wish it was 42. I like 42 better.
I know.
42 is a better number.
It is a much better number.
Right? Yeah.
I love 42.
42 is awesome.
Okay. And do you know where your towel is at?
I do actually know where my towel is at.
You are one hoopy food. Sass that hoopy food. All right, listen, I got another note for you.
Okay.
This chapter also, in addition to being numbered differently in the Septuagint,
yes.
is out of chronological order of the other chapters that we've been reading.
Well, that's dumb.
Yes.
I don't like this, like, bouncing around the years and the places and the times.
We're going back in time.
We're going back in time.
Okay. Yeah. This records some events that occurred during the reign of King Joachim.
Wow. We're going back.
Back.
Okay.
Backwards. Yeah. So we're going back to about 609 to 598 BCE.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the second note. Mm-hmm. Okay. Third note.
Third.
And then we
third
can
and
start.
Final? Third yeah. and final note.
Okay. Yeah. So you remember the Egyptians decided to fight the Babylonians in Palestine, and Nebuchadnezzar temporarily lifted the siege on Jerusalem, sending raiding troops to attack other areas in Judah instead.
Right.
Okay. So that drove the Rechabites.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Rechabites.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That drove them among the people living in the countryside. So okay. there's all these people living in the countryside, one tribe of which was the Rechabites.
Okay.
It drove all of them to Jerusalem or other fortified cities for safety during that period.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be reading about the Rechabites.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And we'll get into exactly who they are, et cetera, in a moment. But okay. let's get into the chapter first.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just wanted to kind of paint the picture that we're talking about different people than normal, and out of order of where we've been.
Got it.
Okay. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink.
Okay.
Then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, his brothers and all of his sons and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I, Jeremiah, brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, above the chamber of the Maaziah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door.
That is a lot of words.
That is a lot of words. So let's back up a second. Okay?
Yeah.
So, the Rechabites, who are they and why is Jeremiah talking about them?
I know this one. They were living in the countryside and they came into Jerusalem because they were under attack and it was more secure.
That is correct, but it's not the best right answer.
Oh, man.
Okay, it's a right answer.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you're not wrong, you're just not right.
I mean, that's what you told me before we got into the chapter.
Okay. Okay, you're not wrong. You're just not the best right.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Rechabites were a radically committed sect among the Israelites.
Oh.
So they weren't just people that lived out in the countryside. Okay? They were a group of close-knit descendants of the Kenites who were discussed in Judges and in First Chronicles. And the Rechabites are known from the story of Jehonadab, son of Rechab,
okay.
who helped Jehu in purging the Baal prophets from Samaria. That happened in 2 Kings. So these people were like seriously anti-Baal, seriously anti all of these other pagan
right.
activities and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They were like, no, we have to live right and follow all the rules.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
They lived as nomads, rejecting all forms of urban and agrarian life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The reason that they lived as nomads, because if they settled down, they would have been more likely to be introduced to all of the pagan rites and activities.
Okay.
All right. And also because they would have been encouraged to grow grapes, which would have turned into wine.
Ah. So okay. they were almost like a cult.
Yeah. They were like a commune.
These are like the people that live in like Oklahoma or Kansas.
Yes.
In the United States. And they just like live in the country so no one else can influence their kids. And they send them to homeschool. And they're like, no one shall.
Yes.
You know, interfere with us.
In modern day times, they would be like if some back to nature hippies had babies with the zealously traditional Amish. Okay. That's what they're like.
Got
okay.
It. Yeah.
So they rejected all forms of urban and agrarian life, and they refused to drink wine or strong drink, and they would not cultivate vineyards nor plant any other crops.
I see. Okay.
Their roots went back to Jethro the Kenite, the father-in-law of Moses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's going back a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they were hardcore. They stuck to God's word, and they lived by the fucking law. Okay?
Amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel bad for them because they're about to get judged by God because they're...
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
Well.
Okay.
All right.
Judges tells us that the Kenites, you know, father-in-law of Moses, those people,
right.
came from the area of Jericho and lived in the wilderness of Judah to the south. Okay. And that was told to us via Judges and 1 Samuel.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Reshebites were not only connected by family bonds, but they also likely received others into their group, like the way a cult might.
Sure, yeah.
Who shared their ascetic, simple, nomadic commitment to God.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
So.
It's like they're in a commune, and then like people are like, I'm sick of this shit. I'm going to go join that commune out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever, you know.
Exactly. So, I scrolled and then I went too far.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So, and also the term a man of God, where I said, you know, that they went to go in this chamber, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
A man of God was typically reserved for somebody who is in a position of like authority, like a prophet or like the somebody
priest or whatever, somebody involved in the.
Yeah. Very, very godly.
Okay? Right.
Not just a man of God, like a man of God.
Right, right.
Okay? That's the way you have to say it.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, God told Jeremiah, bring those folks up in here and give them some wine. And Jeremiah's like, oh, okay. So then I set before, and not only do that, but do it in this chamber where it's going to be in front of other people.
But didn't we just get on saying that they don't drink wine, right?
Correct.
Okay.
You're all following right. correctly.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
And again, do this in front of witnesses.
Okay.
Like, have them come in, and then in front of all of these witnesses in this chamber, offer them wine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, then I, Jeremiah, set before the sons of the house of the Reshebites bowls full of wine and cups. And I said to them, drink wine. But they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, you nor your sons forever. You shall not build a house, sow seed, plant a vineyard, nor have any of these. But all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are sojourners.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Thus continue the head Reshebite guy.
Yeah.
We have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, or our daughters, nor to build ourselves houses to dwell in, nor do we have vineyard, field, or seed. But we have dwelt in tents and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us.
Okay. Yeah.
But it came to pass when Nebuchadnezzar, he's still talking.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Came to pass when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land that we said, come, let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem.
Right.
Okay. So he's basically saying, we're still living by what we believe in, even though
we have no choice. But we're here because we have no choice to continue our tent dwelling.
Yeah.
So
and it probably took a lot for them to come into the city.
Oh, I'm sure.
Knowing that they were going to be tempted and offered things that they were like, no, we don't want to do this. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
We just merely don't want to die.
Sure.
So there's that.
Yep.
So just to reiterate the drinking thing,
mm-hmm.
the point was not in showing that the drinking or the non-drinking was a thing. Okay.
Okay.
That wasn't the point of the question, the test.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It was to prove their obedience to the teaching of their spiritual father, Jonadab.
And to show it to the other people in the room.
Yes. That, look, they're listening to a dude.
Right.
Like, they're not even being charged with listening to a god. And these people are holding true.
Yeah.
You know? What the fuck's up with y'all? That's right. What the point of this was.
Sure.
Okay, Jeremiah didn't use this to make a point about drinking wine in particular, but about obedience in general.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
So, all right. Then came the word of the Lord to Jeremiah saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction to obey my words, says the Lord. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, which he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For to this day, all the way down from Moses,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They drink none and obey their father's commandment.
Mm.
That's interesting, because that would mean if they were all the way from Moses, I'm just trying to think of like all the people and events that have occurred between then and now.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. It's a lot.
And they never drank wine.
Right.
Or disobeyed. Like, they held true to their convictions
sure.
that whole time.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Right.
But although I have spoken to you rising early and speaking, you did not obey me, y'all fucks, is what right. God is saying.
Yeah.
Right. I have also sent to you all my servants, the prophets. Along with a bunch of other false right. prophets on the scene.
Like, we've covered that before, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
It's not real cut and dry, honestly.
Yeah. God is playing hard and loose with this.
At least with this, is it whatever the hell they are.
Yeah.
Rechabites. Yeah, the cult that lives out in the country.
Yeah.
At least with them.
The hippie Amish.
Right. They have secluded themselves. And they all agree that this mm-hmm. is what they want to live by, right?
Yeah.
But you're in a city. Jerusalem is a city.
They're not.
Filled with different ideas, filled with different cultures, filled with different thoughts about what God is and what God isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And to say that Jeremiah has the corner on what God is to be, it is false. Like, there are a lot of people that are saying what God is.
Right.
And some of them even utilize the temple, from what we understand from our reading.
Mm-hmm.
They utilize the temple to do things that are not exactly within the teachings of what Jeremiah would have them do, right?
Exactly.
So
it's not a fair comparison.
It's not a fair comparison, yeah.
Sure. So anyway, he continues, rising up early and sending all of them prophets to you, saying, turn now everyone from his evil way, amend your doings, and do not go after other gods to serve them. Then you will dwell in the land which I have given you and your fathers. But you have not inclined your ear nor obeyed me. Blue. Surely the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But his people has not obeyed me. Boom. Mm,
okay. Yeah.
So he's holding them up as an example of goodness.
Right.
And saying, y'all suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
By comparison, y'all suck.
Right.
Whereas me and you are saying, that's not a fair comparison, God.
Yeah.
And you should know this.
No, it's really not. It's
not. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on Judah and in all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the doom that I have pronounced against them.
There it is.
Right?
There it is, yeah.
Because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard. And I have called to them, but they have not answered.
What is the point of having these little demonstrations if not to give them a chance to, you know, learn?
Right.
But it's like immediate. He's like, nah, you know, they're all still fucked. Nah, y'all are fucked.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I'm having you learn this. I'm having you. I'm trying to teach you this. But I'm not actually going to give you a chance to learn it.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, it's trash.
Right.
Just to go back in my notes a little bit, some Bible versions render when they say the Chaldeans were trying to get us.
Yeah.
Some Bible versions use the word Chaldeans or Babylonia instead of Chaldean and vice versa.
Sure.
The Chaldeans were a group of people from southern Babylon. As we know, they were the astronomers.
They had been conquered by Babylon.
Yeah.
Like they were their own separate people, but were conquered by Babylon.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Where Nebuchadnezzar came from. The book of Jeremiah regularly uses the term Chaldean, whereas Jeremiah's contemporary Ezekiel uses both terms interchangeably.
Sure.
Which we're not at him yet, but just, you know.
Yeah. No, so I mean, you know. I get it. Chaldean and Babylonians are essentially the same thing
to with other
regard, with regard to how it matters to the Israelites.
Yes. So. Yes, exactly. Okay. Here we go. Let me just finish this up, and then I've got a few more things to say.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
And Jeremiah said to the house of Rechabites, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts and done according to all that he commanded you, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not lack a man to stand before me forever."
Huh.
Okay.
Wow.
And that's the end of that.
Forever.
Yeah. So let me say a few things about that.
Yeah.
To stand before, as in, you know, to stand before me forever. Right.
Right.
That's a technical expression which includes a sense of privilege in the very act of serving. Like, I will allow you
to serve me
forever.
How gracious.
Thank you for that, right?
Yeah.
But it's meant as a compliment, though, no, is how they're using it here, even though me and you are like.
Well, because you're supposed to feel gracious that God is letting you be in his presence and doing his
will,
right?
For letting me be your footstool.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
It's a term generally used of prophets, priests, and kings. So the fact that he's telling this one little tribe of dudes.
Right.
You know,
it's a very high honor for them to be in that.
To be included.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Some scholars think the promise was literally fulfilled in the Rechabites being in some way incorporated into the tribe of Levi.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean,
that could explain some of the like continuation of the Levites and how they've reframed the the image of what they are.
Yeah,
at some level,
I wonder about that too.
That's interesting.
And I want to look into more about that. How do the Rechabites compare and interact with, and like, what is their relationship to the Levites?
Sure,
I want to know more about that.
I feel like there'd be some like. I don't know. There's a lot of politics behind how Jeremiah is treated in this book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he gets thrown in jail. There's all kinds of things happening to him, right?
Yeah.
And the Rechabites are this outside cultish type thing that follows the exact laws that they have grown up with all the time since Moses, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like there would be some politics with regard to bringing them into the fold as well.
Yes.
Like, that feels like there might have been this whole bit of contention going on.
Yeah.
Because all these people are kind of squeezing into this city because of the situation.
Yeah.
And then, so shit's kind of going haywire all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it feels to me. Again, I don't know this from studying or anything like that.
No, it just feels like a really interesting way to give them a reason to be there.
Right. I guess I'm just imagining, like, if you took, like, a cult or a very, let's say we took the Mormons, right?
Yeah.
And we moved them into a small town. Like, let's say we moved, like, half Mormons, half into this, like, it basically doubled the size of a town in one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
We took Mormons as that. Like, that would be an interesting scenario to see how it all works out politically, how it all works out socially. What happens with regard to that? You know, like, how's this going to go?
Yeah.
It would be interesting. That's all.
No, I totally agree.
And I feel like that's kind of what's happening.
It was a very interesting social experiment that nobody meant to happen.
Right, right.
Yeah. According to the Mishnah, which is, you know, Jewish writings, the children of Jonadab, son of Rechab, had a fixed day in the year for bringing wood for the altar of the temple.
Okay.
So that
got it
is how they were blessed to serve, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Part of that whole Levi tribe thing.
Right, right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, that is it for this chapter.
Okay. So that is Jeremiah chapter 35.
Sure as fuck was.
And it's a little late today. We got this out a little late on our Friday here, but it is still out on Friday.
It's very Friday.
Which means that we'll be back tomorrow on Saturday with...
Q&A Saturday. Who knows what I'll cover then?
Right. And then on Sunday... We've skipped it a couple of weeks now, so I think we're probably doing a...
Patreon!
And then I will get the weekly wrap-up out, and we'll be back on Monday with...
Jeremiah chapter 36.
Just for the record, I'm really impressed that I said get the weekly wrap-up out correctly now twice.
Yes, I am also impressed. I gave you the thumbs up when you said it.
I actually expected to fuck it up the second time, but
yeah, so did I.
So I'm like, wow, okay.
Does that make me a bad wife if I was like, you didn't fuck up? Oh, babe, you didn't fuck up again. Good job.
All right, that concludes today.
Yes, it does.
And we will see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.